During the past 2 years, Valdez has become increasingly aware of security. To many Valdezans today, the increased military presence and the focus on security seems new. But this month's historic moments focus on the many ways that the military and war have contributed to our history. Almost 60 years ago, residents of Valdez were experiencing a different military presence and buildup to protect America from the threat of attack during World War II. At the start of World War II, Alaska had only one military post. Some Alaskan leaders had long advocated military presence in Alaska, but it wasn't until Germany invaded Scandinavia in 1940 that the federal government began to recognize Alaska's strategic location. Anyone looking at a globe could see that Alaska was just over the top of the world from the action and within Hitler's bomber range. Although installations were built in Alaska that year, the territory was still largely unprotected when Pearl Harbor was attacked. When Japan invaded the Aleutians, it became painfully clear that Alaska was at risk. Money began to pour into the territory for defense. Airfields were expanded, roads improved, and docks built. In tiny Valdez, a town of about 500 people, the military buildup was evident in numerous ways. Valdez served as a port of entry for road-building equipment and manpower bound for construction of the Alcan Highway. A whopping $2 million was spent to upgrade the Richardson Highway for heavier loads. 265 Alaska National Guardsmen were stationed here to facilitate the flow of material and to protect unloading ships. An early warning system was put in place in Prince William Sound. People living in remote locations around the sound were given shortwave radios to report suspicious activity. In 1941, local bush pilot Mudhole Smith spotted a Japanese submarine in the southern Prince William Sound. Valdez residents were impacted in more personal ways as well. Mail delivery slowed down. Passengers leaving Alaska had to have written permission to travel. Groceries were in short supply because military shipments took precedence over civilian shipments. And bars and liquor stores were ordered to be closed by 8 p.m. to keep military men from overindulging. Much of the information for this historic moment came from The History of Prince William Sound by Jim and Nancy Lethkoe, and Alaska, A History of the 49th State by Klaus Naske. For more information on Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum.